This is CliffCentral.com.
Now, we're going to speak to Warren Bryce Borthwick and to Matthew Young from Why Not Events. They're talking also about a festival that they've got, a special festival that's coming up, and we'll tell you all about that. But I did want to speak about Why Not for a while. I've been a
Why
couple
not?
Of times. Well, exactly.
I see what you did there.
If anyone who would like to be at Why Not every month, it's Leanne Moore.
I'd love to. I want to live there. Can I live there?
You can live there, but there are some days and nights where you're just going to find there's nothing going on.
Oh, dear.
Because it's a pop-up event every month, and we've obviously been talking about these for some time. You know, if you've got Friday feelings, you'll know all about this. You can get ready for a day out at the first ever Why Not Festival, which is happening very soon. We'll tell you about that. For everybody who wants to enjoy a variety of top South African wines, music, and food throughout the day. Sounds like an awesome way to spend your day. Do you want to find out more? Well, Matthew Young and Warren Bryce Borthwick are here. They're part of the team behind it, and they're here to tell us a whole lot more. So, guys, welcome, first of all. It's nice to have you here, because I've been to the events, and they're amazing, and you've now decided to up the ante and do a big festival.
Yeah. Hi.
Very nice.
Nice to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Good. Let's just talk quickly about how Why Not started, because it must have been going for, what, 4 or 5 years already?
Yeah, so we just had our fourth birthday last month on our
Why Not
Monthly. Yeah,
congrats.
Success. Thank you.
Yeah, how did it start?
We own a venue in Carmel called Level 3, and we're looking for ways to get people through to the venue. We obviously all enjoy a good glass of wine. The problem with going out to a restaurant and not knowing too much about wines, you always look at the menu and you're not sure what to go with because it's too expensive. So we created a concept where people can come after work.
And also there's all that boring eating stuff when you could just go straight to the wine.
Exactly. So we kind of created a concept where you can come and taste good wines at an affordable price.
Yeah.
By the glass or by the bottle, where it won't break the bank, and we have an extensive wine list. So wines that you wouldn't normally purchase at a restaurant because they're overpriced at Why Not, our prices are very similar to buying them at a bottle store.
Now, I've been to the venue before. That's what you guys actually own. What do you do with the venue the rest of the time? Can people hire it?
So it's a corporate and private venue space. So we rent it out for weddings, birthday parties, corporate year ends, product launches, etc.
Fantastic. All right. So what's the basic idea? You come along, you party there on a Friday. It's once a month, right? And you've got this variety of incredible wines there, and it's just a really nice vibe. Did I miss anything? Because for me, that was everything I wanted.
Yeah, so basically it's a full event. You come there, try to drink as much wine as you possibly can.
Yeah.
We got bands, DJs, everything.
Sounds like, Leanne, it's heaven for you.
Mm.
This is exactly what you wake
up. Because it also, excuse me, sounds like I don't need to be a...
It's getting very emotional. Go on,
I don't need
again.
To be a professional coiffer in, you know all the wine terms and... origins.
No,
it's not like a serious wine.
Let me tell you, having been there a couple of times, it's absolutely not a... This is not a tasting with a bunch of sommeliers. There are a lot of people there who are very serious about wine, but there are also some people who are just serious about having a party.
I like that.
Of course you would. It's right up your street. So let's talk about what you've decided to do now, because this festival is going to take things up a level. Level 3, this can be level 4.
See what you did.
Very nice. So tell us what the plan is, where it's going to happen, who's going to be there, what kind of stuff we need to do, where we can get tickets, what we need to bring, etc.
Okay, so it starts on the 7th of September.
Let me make a note.
It's
Leanne, put it in your diary.
Yeah, I'm already opening my calendar.
All right, got you.
Available. It's at St. Stithians College in Sandton, so it's nice and centrally located.
Very good.
We're setting it up on one of the sports fields overlooking Sandton. We've got what we call our wine routes, so you can go to the different wine farms and purchase the wines by the glass or by the bottle.
Are they all going to have like little stalls and areas?
So we've got individual marquees for the wine, so there'll be a wine bar specific to each wine farm. So
fantastic.
If Rupert and Rothschild is your wine, you can go to the Rupert and Rothschild bar, purchase a glass or purchase a bottle.
Are there going to be box wine people for Leanne?
We won't have box
Chateau
wine.
Chateau
She really does want to know.
She can be very classy if she needs to.
So our wines, they're very reasonably priced.
If you say so.
Some of the wines you can purchase at the festival are cheaper than what you can buy them at a bottle store. So we get quite a good discount back from the wine farms. We've got 10 live bands playing throughout the day. So if music starts at 10 a.m., it goes through to 10 p.m. There's food stalls available, food trucks available.
You mentioned buying the wine. Now, this is interesting because people usually go to the liquor store and they buy it, and it's more expensive than what you guys can sell it to us at. But you don't want to schlep around a crate of wine. So are you saying you can order it there and you can get it later?
Yeah, so there's two components to it. You can buy by the glass, buy by the bottle, and consume it at the event. And if you like the wines and you like the price, you can place an order for one case or 10 cases if you'd like.
10, please.
And no judging anyone based on how many cases they buy.
And then we deliver that to your door after the festival.
That's a really good deal. I mean, you go in and enjoy the day, but there's a long tail of fun that you can continue and extend into your own life. Fantastic. All right, how long is this day, and when can we start, and when do you want people to leave?
So doors open at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And it goes through till 10 p.m. that night. So
there's
12 hours of music and 12 hours of drinking.
Superb. Ooh. Anybody can come.
Could I have a nap in between?
You can have a nap in between if you like.
Okay.
Just hide behind one of the tables or something on the lawn.
I can sleep upright. I have no problem.
So it's open to anyone. It's also family friendly. So you can bring the whole family with you.
Great.
If wine's not your thing, we do have full bars as well. So we do have gins and whiskeys and vodkas and tequilas. So
it's not, said the magic word.
It's not just about the wine, but sure. Obviously there's a big focus on wine.
This is amazing. So obviously your events have been such a success and people enjoy wine not so much that you decided you needed to do it on a bigger and grander, an outdoor scale. Is this because of feedback from people? Have you tested the idea with a couple of your regulars?
So with Joburg, we don't have the wine farms that Cape Town does.
I know, we always feel left out.
And Cape Town's all about going during the day and going to the wine farm and drinking the wines at the farms during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Wine nights work for us nicely because it's the last Friday of the month, and mm-hmm. We're trying to capture the guys that are finishing work, come for a glass of wine on your way home, stay for a bottle, catch an Uber home. So the festival was trying to get more families involved as well, and guys that can't go out on the Friday night and want to do something during the day.
Also, people in Joburg are busy. We don't get to go away to Cape Town for the weekend and visit wine farms. We've got work to do. Cape Townians have nothing to do all day. They're the ones who get to go on the weekend and waste their time at a wine farm.
So much generalization.
It is
but
true.
Yeah.
We are busy people. So you've decided to bring the wine farms to us.
Correct. So you don't have to fly down to Cape Town to drink your wines or order your wines. You can come to St. Stithians on the 7th of September and do it there.
Are you guys wine drinkers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very big wine drinkers, actually.
Thank God, because if you weren't, it would be a bit of a problem.
Yeah,
what
a huge problem. Eh?
Yeah, then we wouldn't believe there was any authenticity going on. All right. You're planning it for September, so it should be nice and warm, or at least the sun should be out for the majority of the day. It's going to be a great way to welcome spring into your life. And I suppose also for a lot of people, it's just nice to get out and do things that you would enjoy doing indoors, outside and with a crowd of other people, and who knows who you might meet there. I mean, you've got music on the way, you've got some great food too. How's that going to work?
Yeah, so basically 10 bands, as you mentioned, like likes of Matthew Mole, Good Luck, Rubber Duck, The Kiffness, variety of bands like that playing right throughout the day. We got food trucks, we got a marquee that we're going to be selling like cheese platters and different sort of burgers and all of that sort of stuff, and as big as a variety as we can possibly give everyone, eh?
Sure. Mm. As if the wine wasn't a good enough reason. Mm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You okay. Had outside wine.
Yeah.
That's great. What are the tickets? Do you have a cost on these tickets? What are we looking at?
So our tickets went on sale a month ago. Early harvest tickets were 190 Rand. Those are sold out. The late harvest tickets are on sale now for 260 Rand. If you want to be a VIP on the day, which is our WIP, which is a wine not important person, those are 1,250 Rand, and that includes open bar for the whole day.
Oh,
so you
more
can drink
wine.
As much as you
yeah.
want.
So Leanne, can you calm your
much for Leanne? She's very excited. Leanne is actually, I've never seen her so excited.
Grinning from ear to ear.
Yeah. All right. So get your tickets now is basically the idea here, because if you don't, you're going to be left out. The early harvest one's already gone. Don't be the person that
okay,
to turn
I can
away.
Be a late harvest VIP person.
You can, but what I'm saying is you need to get in there now, ASAP. Mm. All right, guys, this sounds amazing. So there it is. Why Not, taking place at St. Stithian's College in Sandton on Saturday the 7th of September. Put it in your diaries now. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the festival is for everybody who wants to enjoy a variety of top South African wines, food, music throughout the day. A selection of wines from all the premium wine farms will be available on purchase. You can buy it there, you can drink it there, or you can order it and then they'll drop it off for you at your house, which is fantastic. You don't have to walk around with two big boxes of wine.
And everyone judging you.
Or in Leanne's case, a wheelbarrow. You know, there's a wheelbarrow that you were planning to push around. You usually
Have like a...
A golf cart?
Yeah, like a golf cart with a trailer.
I don't know if you can operate it.
A trailer.
No, I won't be operating it. I'll be woohooing from the passenger seat.
But I also think it's nice that there's drinking for a cause. So I heard that Why Not supports.
This is important. I was going to leave this out because I'm not very much into charities and doing nice things. I just think about myself. But
no,
Sia,
that's why I'm
Sia,
here.
Sia, on the other hand, is a good person. So tell us who benefits from this. That's a very nice add-on.
Yeah, so St. Stithian's, one of their schools is the Tundalwazi Maths and Science Academy. So proceeds from wine sales, we donate that back to the Tundalwazi Academy.
It's a good cause. Mm-hmm. I like that. I could get behind that too. We need maths and science education to be improved.
Yeah, I'll drink the wine. You people be
right.
Clever.
Yeah, I like this. All right.
We're giving back, Leanne.
Of course, that's you talk about how this is a family-friendly thing, but the bar area is obviously only for over 18s.
That's correct.
And then there are plenty of people coming to entertain you. So we've got 4 a.m., Good Luck, Rubber Duck, Monarch, Matthew Mole, The Kiffness, Justin Sorrell. There's a hell of a lineup. Very, very nice.
Yeah, so I think from a music perspective, there's something there for everyone. It'll be playing throughout the day, so we're obviously encouraging people to get there as early as possible so you don't miss any of your favorite acts.
A lot of people at these festivals get worried that you won't take credit cards, that they only do cash. Everything's okay there. You've got it all sorted out.
So we've got the card machines, you can pay cash, all of that. Good. We will have SnapScan there as well.
Excellent. All right, so here are the tickets that are still available, the 260 late vintage ones, and the children under 12 tickets, 80 Rand, 80. The late vintage at 260, get them now. And then the WIP, 1,250, that includes select wine bar, wines, beers, spirits, mixers, dedicated bar for yourself and your friends, and a marquee and VIP parking. So that's very good news. And if you want to go to level 3 and check out Why Not, remember every Friday of at the end of the month, right?
Last Friday of the month.
Superb. All right, guys. Thanks very much for filling us in. This is terrific.
Perfect. Thanks
Why
very
Not?
Much.
You can Thank get them you. On social media at WineNOT Events, Why Not Events. You can also find them on Twitter at Why Not Pop-Up Bar. And you can go to WineNotEvents.com if you want to find out more. Isn't that good? Have you ever been, George?
No.
You should.
I should.
I mean, really.
My wife likes wine.
Yes.
Well, Why not?
You better go with her, otherwise she'll end up going on her own.
Exactly.
And then they'll lead to divorce.
But I heard there was whiskey there, so that's fine.
Yeah. No, there is. All right, guys, thanks so much for coming to see us.
Cool. Thanks for having us.
Awesome stuff. If you want to find out more, you know where the social media handles are, and you know how to find out more and ask these guys. Matthew Young and Warren Bryce Borthwick, thank you both very much. Blackjack Events. And the festival owners of Why Not. So make sure you put that in your diary for the 7th of September.
This is CliffCentral.com.